Good morning and a good night of Shabbos. We continue, not too much longer, to talk about the Midah of this month of Kavod. Uniquely, amongst different Midahs, Kavod is not just something that's a nice thing to do. Kavod is a halacha. There's a lot of halachas. Obviously, the Kavod that a person owes towards their parents. Yesterday, one of my dear, dear friends had to go help for a levaya. There's Kavod Acharon. Kavod at the very end of a person's life. There's the kavod that we are obligated to give to Kehanim. There's kavod that we're obligated to give to our Rebbes. Shocking enough. And there's kavod that a person has to give to his wife. And of course, the kavod that his wife has to give to him. But these are all demanded halachas. Demanded halachas. In fact, kavod comes up also all over davening. We talk about kavod, the kavod we give to Hashem, the kavod that we expect of ourselves. We even talk about our neshama, and we call our neshama kavod. Lamani zamercha chavod. Kavod, the kavod that we're referring to over there, is our neshama. Ura kavodi. We're talking about our neshama. One of the scary things, and I want to extend that Rabbi Edelman spoke about also, is that nowadays, in truth, nobody wants kavod. Nobody wants kavod. There's a very famous story about a person who went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's not exactly about kavod, but a person went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he said, Rebbe, I'm so concerned about Ayin Hara. So he said, why are you concerned about Ayin Hara? I'm afraid a lot of people are jealous of me. So Reb Chaim says to him, wow, yeah, people are jealous of you. How many times have you finished Shas this year? So, no, that's not what I mean. Oh, yeah, not Shas, okay? You must be supporting like a tremendous amount of Torah institutions around the world. Everybody wants your mitzvah. No, that's not it either. I have a lot of fancy. No. Oh, so you must be like the tremendous tzaddik that everyone follows, is amazing, meet this all the time, and everyone's jealous. No, that's not it. I'm afraid everyone's jealous of my money. Chaim started laughing. Why would anybody be jealous of that? They're jealous of your money. That's not covered. Covered. Nowadays, who really is looking for kavod? Who's looking to be the best at the midah of jealousy that he has kavod? Who is looking to be the best at the midah of kas that he has kavod? That we're all mechabed this person. Who walks around resplendent in glory, looking amazing because he wants to represent the Jewish people right? Yesterday, one of my dearest, most chashuva friends came into yeshiva thinking that we're taking pictures yesterday. So he came in with a gorgeous jacket and a gorgeous white shirt and shiny brown shoes. He came in looking very snazzy. Perhaps he had done his hair looking very good. I said to him, pictures are not today, but you look amazing. And he said, yeah, I know. I actually feel that way too. Correct? You said that? Something like that. Yeah. Kavod. A person dresses right. He represents himself right. He gets a nice haircut. He gets a nice clothing, he wears nice shoes, he doesn't walk around in his pajamas. Nebuch, in this world, it used to be that people walked around in their pajamas. Nowadays, people's pajamas are half off, even while they're still walking around. Now, they're not even wearing the pajamas anymore. That's the level of kavod we're at. Baruch Hashem, I was very zeichet to be raised by a lot of Hungarians. They are very into clothing, gotta look right, you gotta look classy. Look at the guy in the back of the room, look how classy he looks. You gotta look right, you gotta look classy, a person's put together. People should be pursuing kavod. Be pursuing kavod. Look for kavod. If you don't know what kavod is, how are you ever gonna give it to other people? Bezer Hashem, we should be zeicha to the kavod this week of Shabbos v'chibatoi. Yeah, Sister Echid, have a beautiful week. Bezer Hashem.